Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Here we stand. We're 108 years ago at another inaugural. Thousands of protesters tried to block brave women marching for the right to vote. And today, we mark the swearing-in of the first woman in American history elected to national office, Vice President Kamala Harris. Woo! Don't tell me things can't change.
Things do change and time goes by. And speaking of that, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, you'll see a little tribute we put up to someone very special to us. Happy birthday to DeJesus, Nicole DeJesus.
Thank you.
She's been holding down the fort back there at the studio since the pandemic began and we all ran for it. I don't know where you got the footage of her dance. Listen, it's about a minute long, and there's some shots of her dancing. And actually, they're from a while ago.
Where is this
hair
up?
Really short. It's on Instagram. You got to look at it.
I guess
it,
this
Vinny.
Is payback for yesterday's post that you guys didn't approve of.
Yeah, we didn't like that post. So it's, where is this? When was it taken, and who gave it to you, Bryn?
Yeah, Bryn.
So the funny thing is, it's actually Nicole's bad, because she's the one who told me about it. She goes, this is...
I slipped up.
Yeah, she slipped up and told me that her bestie has this clip that he holds on her every year, and I guess he posts it or he does something to embarrass her.
Oh.
And she was like, she told me how embarrassing it was, and I was like, oh, okay, that's the perfect idea.
I was confiding
right
in a friend. I thought I was, you know, just venting to a friend, uh-huh, and it would be safe information, but I guess not.
Well, clearly you had the wrong perception
there's
of what
friendship,
we are here.
There's
we're yeah. family here, and family we're jerks to each other. if you don't
so
already know
where,
that.
So it's Nicole dancing at some
looks
kind
like
of outdoor.
Disneyland?
No,
oh, is that
so
where is it?
This
what
was
is it?
Back when I was like 19, and my friend and I went to go visit our friend in LA because she was spending the summer there, and we went to Universal Studios, and it was like a flash mob type thing where these two guys were dressed in like garbage man uniform, and they had this huge garbage trash can, and we were just walking, and then this music starts playing, and we start looking around, and then they pulled me in.
Oh.
And I was just kind of standing there, and then they pulled a couple people in, and then everybody left, and then it was just me, and then
it's
I
just
felt
you and this guy doing a dance
and
together.
I felt bad if I left him, but I mean, this is clearly his job, and so I felt bad, and I remember I just looked, and there's my two friends just with their phones like this, like without hesitation. So it's like the only thing they have on me, to be fair.
It's the most adorable thing.
It's really cute. Actually, one of my favorite things,
I didn't think it would make it this far.
Doing stuff from home, like we're on this Zoom meeting every day, and Nikki and I often, we're like dancing, we try to like match up our hand movements.
Yeah.
While we're, and I know that our Zooms are off, like there's delay between them and stuff. But there's some really cute footage of her dancing on there, and it's and Johnny Mosley makes an appearance on there. It's very cute. So check out the Alice.
What exactly is that your vacation? Is that vacation you in that outfit? I'm not sure when this is from.
That was the summer. So when I was wearing shorts and a tank top, but it was like 100 degrees or something. So
what year?
2000. I think 13 or 14.
Oh, so you're like 20.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not that long ago. So it's vacation.
It seems like forever
you look very different.
Yeah, you look real cash.
I mean, I was working at a retail store at the time, so that was my style. Let me just look. Yeah, 2013. So,
well, happy birthday, Nicole.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that we can't be there to give you the coconut Tom Cruise cake, you know.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I'll eat a piece of it.
Well, I got a store bought ice cream cake waiting for me at home, I guess.
Nice. I'll bet you they got all kinds of surprises for you. Come on, you're so beloved. All right, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Everybody, wish Nicole a happy birthday today, won't you? Send your wishes on the Instagram post or text us.
My friend that sent that clip to Bryn is dying right now.
Thanks, Alex. You're the best.
He feels good about it. Celebrity Trash brought to you by your local Toyota dealer. Drive the most trusted brand on the road in California, Toyota. Let's go places. If you watched any of that special last night, you know Tom Hanks was cold. He was freezing, man. They had him out in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and he was like shivering. Like, they were saying it was hard for him to get words out. He was so cold.
Did you watch any of it?
I didn't. I didn't either. I saw a clip. Well, look, it was on at, I guess, maybe 5:30 our time. And by that time, I was eating and just getting, you know, the
routine. Oh, so they didn't tape delay it. They did play it live.
They did, because the one thing I saw from it was Justin Timberlake performing. It sounded mm-hmm. great. And here's the thing. All the performances were either pre-taped, and if they were happening live, they were just all over America. They were all, you know, it wasn't like everyone gathered in Washington. Let me see if I can find it here. Aunt Clemens was who Justin Timberlake was performing with, and this was in Memphis, Tennessee. This song is great. They sounded amazing. Better Days is the name of the song that they were doing. Here's a little chunk. On our way to better's ahead, better's ahead. It gets worse for it gets better, but better's ahead.
I'll jump to Justin here.
Yeah. Kicked out, slept on, let down, faith gone, waited for too long. I think I saw something different than this. The thing I saw was outdoors and really felt live. Like, they were all sort of dressed warmly and did this, like, at the very end. There was a super cool harmony they did together. Maybe I saw a different thing than this.
Maybe I think they do end up somewhere else here. Let me jump ahead.
Okay.
They're on the street here
now.
Oh,
so yes. Here we go. This is
better days coming. Yeah. Better days. Better days.
It's great. I love it.
It's so good. Play like the last 15 seconds of it.
Last 15 seconds. Let me jump ahead. Here we go.
Sounds so good together.
Nice. Oh, really nice.
So good. Yeah, it's fun. So I look, obviously that one I think was pre-produced because I don't know how you move locations in the middle of a song that you're doing live.
And there's an upright piano out there too, in the middle of the street.
Yeah, how'd they get that out there? I mean, so Tom Hanks, they have brought him in from the cold. He's going to survive. But there were a number of various performances. Bruce Springsteen did perform at the Lincoln Memorial. He did Land of Hope and Dreams. Was that good? Do you have a little of that?
Yeah, here it is.
Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Oh, meet me in a land of hope and dreams.
A lot of inspirational stuff.
Yeah, well, I will provide for you. Oh, and I'll stand.
John Bon Jovi did an acoustic rendition of Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. He did?
Yeah, here's a little of this.
It was, I do. I saw that. It was a little slow starting in the beginning. Here it is.
Here comes the sun to
darling. It's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
All right.
The Foo Fighters performed. They dedicated their song to American educators, and they did times like these.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Give me a second. My internet's slow today.
That's fine.
Times away follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining. I'm a white light, blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again.
That's great.
It's times like these you give and give again.
Hebron, can you make sure we put up all these links at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people don't have to search around for them?
Sure.
Was there anything else that you... how about the Katy Perry at the end there? She did a very dramatic version of her song Firework during the fireworks show over the Washington Monument.
They had actual fireworks is what I heard. I didn't see it. I listened to it this morning, though. Here it
all
is.
Right, let's have oh, she's at the reflecting pond. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
That is beautiful.
If you only knew what the future holds after a hurricane, comes a rainbow, maybe a reason why all the doors are closed. So you
that's gorgeous.
Oh,
and there's Biden and Harris
yeah.
watching. Oh, my God, that's amazing. That is super cool. Oh.
It's his wife.
Yeah.
First lady.
Well, from Sin Silhouette.
Shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Baby, you're fine.
That is spectacular.
That is super cool. Man, the visuals on that are just, you gotta look at this. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We'll make sure
I'll put all the links
there for you.
Up, everything
these are all just clips from Celebrating America. This was the special that Tom Hanks hosted last night. It was everywhere. You've probably even seen some of this. But if not, please go and check it out. My next story is about the Insane Clown Posse. They're hurt.
Oh, God. They're still around?
They have very hurt feelings right now, Vinny. hurt feelings.
All right.
You know, their followers are called Juggalos.
Yes.
And it's sort of, you know, it's their family of fans. If you really want to hurt their feelings, though, compare them to Trump supporters, specifically the rioters at the Capitol. People are calling them Trumpalos, and the guys are hurt over it. A writer for The Atlantic recently did that. He called the Trump administration the political equivalent of Insane Clown Posse, and he said it's Juggalo style. He called it violently and pointlessly with a handful of deaths, the smearing of various body fluids, and a riot on the way out, and used the term Trumpalo. Violent J is really sad over this. He said the writer obviously lives within a reality separate from our own when it comes to defining who Juggalos truly are and what they're about. It hurts to see his crew compared to those people. And he says, we're easy targets because we're so misunderstood. So just
are
so
Juggalos,
know,
are the two dudes, did you just say his name's Jay?
There's Violent J, and what's the other guy's name?
I don't know, but are they rich?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they are. Right?
You think?
I think so. Insane Clown Posse had a few hits. I truly, I don't know their status.
Violent like J, you said?
Dirt? It's not Dirtbag Daryl, is it? It's not.
Violent
it's
J, net worth. Oh, a lot of people wondered this. Okay, let's see. Oh my God, he's worth $13 million.
Oh.
Good for him.
Yeah. All right. Does it say
and his name
his
is, by the way, his name, Violent J, is actually known as Joseph Bruce.
Oh, Shaggy 2 Dope.
Shaggy 2 Dope. That's it. What's Shaggy 2 Dope worth? I hope at least $13 million. I mean, they are partners after all. Shaggy Too Dope.
It's at Worth.
That doesn't pop right up, actually. There's a bunch of stories. Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, his... What? Oh. Oh, they're both about the same.
Okay.
$13 million.
Macklemore is in the news today. Did you like this? Is this worth doing here?
It's all right. I thought it was okay. It might be a little offensive to some people, but...
Well, obviously, you've edited it, so it will be offensive. If you like Trump, you're not going to like this. Sorry in advance. He has released a song called Trump's Over Freestyle. And here's what it sounds like.
Trump's over. He lost. Social media kicked him off. He gone. Throw a party on the White House lawn. Retire the liar. Impeach that orange hoe. So long.
You're fired.
Trump's over. He lost. Social media kicked him off. He gone. Throw a party on the White House lawn. Retire the liar. Impeach that orange hoe. So long.
For the record, he's not all in on Joe Biden either. At one point, he refers to him as another old white guy in the house. So, you know, equal opportunity.
It's kind of a fact, actually.
This is terrible news. This is bad news, you guys. We're not getting Drake's new album this month.
Oh, no.
Oh, too bad.
I know.
Sorry, Bryn.
I know. Killing me. The pain.
Certified Lover Boy was due out this past summer. Certified Lover Boy. Drake's new album. It's not coming out this month after all. It had already been pushed to this month. He says all his energy has been dedicated to his recovery from knee surgery. He just doesn't have the energy to put this thing out. He wants to be able to get behind it. Plus, he probably wants a tour on it. He says, I'm blessed to be back on my feet, feeling great, focused on the album, but Certified Lover Boy won't be dropping in January. Looking forward to sharing it with you all in 2021. Just not this month. And this is the second delay for Certified Lover Boy. It was originally supposed to come out last summer. But it's not gonna now. Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Yeah, isn't he?
Netflix is struggling to keep Bridgerton sex scenes off of porn sites. They don't want them on there. They want you to have to watch the whole show, not just the porn stuff.
Oh, they're getting put on like Pornhub or something?
Or whatever, right.
How funny.
You know, look, they're not hardcore. You know, you get a glimpse of a nipple here and there, and there's some butt between legs. You know,
I honestly don't think it's that bad, because I've watched Outlander, and that's way worse. Yeah. So,
What do you mean worse? You mean
better?
Better.
Well, that's what I mean. Sorry, that's what I mean. Well, I mean,
there are some more graphic.
Yeah, like, there's some not okay scenes, but yeah, you should watch that next.
There's plenty of stuff that I will look at when needing inspiration that isn't as graphic as you'd think. And I've even shown you one of the videos where the girls, I think she's laying on a pillow. They have stuff like that. You can find stuff that's, you know, not
the scenes are hot. Like, that is it was funny. Just, I think it's like maybe the beginning of the eighth episode. The two of them are married and they're on their honeymoon, and the sex is just nonstop. And they keep just going from like location at the castle to location out at the gazebo behind the castle, down to the shore. They're in the grass. They're up against a wall. They're in the bed. But it's not just like quick flashes. It's, you know, drawn out. Like, the whole half of that one show is just, and John walks, he goes, are they still doing it? I'm like, they are. Can you please? I'm enjoying. Can you get out of here, please? I'm trying to have a
moment. Look at you go.
There they go. A lot of just tight looks at her face as whatever's happening to her. You can just imagine, I guess. She has a good O face, you know.
This is the stuff people do when they're newly in relationships, and I like
it. They are on the stairs.
Oh, look at that. And that's great. But you know,
what a minute to go.
After you've been together a while, if she gets what she needs and the guy is still going, I at least in my experience, like my missus will, she has moves that she can pull
finish moves
to get me to be done. Mm-hmm. And so while I part of me is like still trying to, you know, really deliver the best possible experience.
Sure,
yes.
Right.
What I find out is she's at that point going, how do I get him to be done?
Yeah.
And there's moves, and she knows them, and then it's over. And I always think, like, so she really doesn't want...
Well, once she's done...
Right. She's
let's
done.
Let's finish up.
Right.
Here. Finish him!
What?
That's from Mortal Kombat.
That is hilarious.
That's the cool move at the end. Where,
yeah.
So that's my experience. I don't know if everyone else is allowed to just go and keep going. And maybe
No one is. It's over. Let's get into that one thing, that one position. How about that little hip thing you like, huh?
Yeah, right.
A little hip thing. Give it to me. Anywho.
I always think apparently... like, oh no, don't do that. Oh no, it's over.
Don't move.
Yay, it's over.
Dang it.
Yay.
Why'd you do that?
All right, let's go. I got chores to do. Right. Anyway, Netflix is struggling to keep Bridgerton off of porn sites. And I say, don't struggle. It just makes people go, what a lovely relationship. I should watch that whole show. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Social influencers make the news. Oh. Also, a sporting injury has ended a career.
Oh.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.